Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. We are definitely back. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And let me give you folks our phone number in the studio. It is 1-800-321-0710. We spent part of the first hour talking about carnitine. We had a lot of questions. We still have some questions. So, well, people still have some questions. Namely, Helen from Wayne, New Jersey. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a vegetarian, and I have polycystic kidneys. And I take 500 in the morning and 500 in the afternoon of L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, is that a safe thing to do? Because I don't eat meat, you know.
It's probably a good thing to do because carnitine is found in meat. You know, that's where you would get it naturally. So,
is that enough?
Is your dosage of 500 enough?
In the morning, yeah, and 500 in the afternoon. I take like twice a day.
Well, I think we don't know. What I would do is measure your level and see where it falls. Now, the bottom line, though, is that we're not right sure where the optimum dose is. We know what a blood level that's too low is, but we don't know what's the best level. The trick is that we make our own carnitine, and partly we eat the carnitine. So to the degree that you're not eating too much of it, that means puts a bigger burden on your own body to produce it. Some people will produce enough, other people won't produce as much. I think what I would do is go to your doctor and say, please measure my carnitine level. And he may or may not know how to do that, but all the major labs do offer that test.
Okay.
All right. Then you does that help you a little, Helen?
Yeah, I'll ask him that. And the other thing is, I noticed that I'd like to build a little muscle. Is there anything good to help build muscle?
You mean besides exercise?
Yeah.
Well, maybe carnitine might be one of the things.
To help you build muscle.
And an adequate protein diet, which you have to make sure you're getting if you're being a vegetarian.
Yeah, one of the things that the vegetarians, the negative things about people who are vegetarians is frequently they don't get enough good quality protein. You know, what is your source of protein?
Well, I love navy beans, and I do, like, maybe twice a week eat a couple of sardines.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And I eat a lot of tofu.
Yeah.
Well, not so much tofu as the soy yogurt. I use a lot of yogurt. I use the soy yogurt. Like, every day I have a cup full of soy yogurt.
Well, Helen, nothing is going to be as effective in building muscle as getting some exercise, unless you're looking for human growth hormone shots or something. But you really have to be to start off with exercise to build muscle, because that's the way it works. What Arnie's pointing out is that in conjunction with exercise, yes, you need protein. You could take an amino acid supplement or a protein supplement, perhaps, to make sure that you're getting adequate levels of protein. And, of course, with all vegetarians, you need to make sure you're getting certain of the B vitamins also, because there can be potential deficiencies there. So make sure you're taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral, and maybe even an extra B complex along with it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, see, I was just concerned about I don't want too much protein because of the polycystic kidney. That's, That was the problem there.
Uh-huh. Okay. I understand what you're saying, but it's important to get the good quality protein. That's all.
Yeah. Well, is a good quality protein just from this, like the fish?
Well, fish, egg has wonderful quality protein. Milk has good quality protein, the dairy products. Soy is not a what you would call a high quality protein.
And the beans?
I'm not sure about the beans.
Most vegetable sources, whether it's beans, whether it's wheat, whether it's soy, they have limiting amino acids. In other words, they are not as high a quality as those from egg and from dairy and from meat. That doesn't mean that they aren't good sources of protein. It just to really get the most value, you have to mix. What's the term they use on the rice and beans and
yeah, things. Food combining.
Because the wheat may be deficient in lysine, the soy is deficient in methionine. When you combine some soy and some wheat, you end up with a high quality protein. So that's important. But again, you don't have to be taking large amounts of these proteins. If you have a medical problem that precludes you from doing so, you may want to sit down with a nutritionist, go over your diet and see just on paper perhaps whether or not it's anything for you to be concerned about.
Right. Okay. So you don't have to have a lot of protein, but just the quality protein.
Well, the higher the quality, the less you need. The FDA used to have guidelines. They probably changed it in recent years, but it used to be high quality protein. The average, for labeling purposes, you needed 45 grams a day. For lower quality protein, such as soy, wheat, and so forth, you needed 65 grams a day. That used to be the break-even point. So it's just a question of the higher the quality, the less you need, the lower the quality, you need a little bit more. That's all.
Oh, that makes it much easier to understand. I'm so happy I called you.
All right.
Well, I'm glad we could be of some
help. That's what we're here for.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, Helen. 1-800-321-0710. That's the number here in the studio. Use your finger to dial it. Or they still have dial phones. Or press the buttons. That's what it is. Okay, Sandy from Brooklyn, you're next on the Wilner Window.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just came home from the hospital. I had spinal fusion of 5 discs, and I'm healing, and I'm taking a lot of different vitamins, but I want to know if what I'm taking is enough or I should supplement with additional. Or just let me know what you think I should be taking to help with the fusion.
Well, the first thing you want to do is make sure you have a good multivitamin.
Yes, I take the Wilvite.
Good. You take Wilvite. If you take 4 a day of those,
right,
that'll solve a lot of ills, and you're in good shape. You may want to take some of the, Don, you mentioned that you had that ligament restore thing. This might be a good time to talk about.
Well, actually, what was interesting, I don't know if he got his names mixed up or what, but I looked at the Pure Encapsulations website, and they have a product called Ligament Restore, which I was surprised to see is very much like our product Joint Formula.
Yeah.
Which is not too surprising because, as I said, everybody is just kind of doing variations on the same theme. But it indeed contains some glucosamine. They contain a little bit of collagen rather than the other version of chondroitin. And they have devil's claw, and they have curcumin, the same as we have in Joint Formula. They have a little bit of proline, which is an amino acid involved in the synthesis of connective tissue, vitamin C. So they're all variations on the same themes. So anything like that, a glucosamine, a chondroitin, a combination, maybe some MSM. I don't know if in terms of healing after surgery, Arnie, if she really needs the herbs like devil's claw and
curcumin. I was going to ask Sandy, do you have any inflammation? Do you have any swelling?
Well, they told me not to take anything like Aleve, ibuprofen, any of those, because that interferes with fusion. So okay. I'm not allowed to take any of that. I'm taking a prescription non-narcotic pain medication that they gave me. But I am taking glucosamine chondroitin with MSM. I'm taking 500 vitamin C three times a day. I'm taking D3 1,000 three times a day. And your Wilvite. And, you know, some other things that have nothing to
Sandy, you're doing everything that you can do, considering the surgery you had and the limitations on, you know, the, you know, what they want you to take. You're perfect. You're doing as much as you can do,
Sandy. The other thing is don't spend too much time in bed.
Oh, okay.
Be out and around as best you can within reasonable limits.
Yes. Thank you so much. I always listen to you when I'm at home or even when I'm driving home from my kids. I said, 2 o'clock, it's the Wilner Window, and I learned so much from you.
Okay.
So thank you all for everything.
All right, Sandy. Thanks for calling. All right. There's a nice loyal listener. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. And this is a good time to pause for a break. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Very, very important the way you said that, Richard. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll be back after these messages.
I just tried a new product from Jaru Formulas, Ideal Bowel Support, and I was very impressed. I recently returned from the Middle East, and I don't know what it was, the airplane food, the time change, whatever, but I was having a major problem with my digestive system. Gas, bloating, a little constipated. I tried some fiber. It didn't help at all. So I picked up a box of Jaru's new IBS, Ideal Bowel Support, a probiotic containing a special strain of lactobacillus clinically studied for exactly this type of problem, intestinal health. It worked. I took one in the morning, one in the evening, and by the next morning, I felt fine. I am sold on this product. Jaru Formulas Ideal Bowel Support for intestinal discomfort, gas, and bloating, and to support regularity. A controlled, double-blind, randomized study showed complete improvement in 45% of patients compared to 15% taking placebo. Ideal Bowel Support from Jaru Formulas, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, listen to these. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. The entire Solgar line is on sale at 25% off list. Source Naturals is 35% off. Healthy Origins is 40% off. The full lines of Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Quality of Life, and Sprung Janssen, and Camo Care are on sale at 30% off. And there's more.
It's hard to believe that there could be more, Arnie, but indeed there is. We also have deals on Natrol, Jaru Formulas, UAS Labs, Future Biotics, and Borky and Taffel. How do you find out the details? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you check on the on-sale tab. While you're there, just you can sign up for our newsletter. You can request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog if you prefer, 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and address. I'm going to give you that number again. You ready? 1-800-633-1106. Even better, of course, you can visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on the website, www.wilner.com, by the way. Be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will be back in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, and we happen to have a couple of open lines at this time. And you folks in Atlanta, you know, we broadcast down to Atlanta on WGKA. So you Atlanta folks, give us a call.
Oh, you didn't say you all. That's why they're not calling.
Oh, y'all.
Okay.
Call y'all. Okay. Now, that was not right, Richard. Okay, Robert from Plainview, Long Island. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes.
My wife takes Synthroid, the 0.15, and to take the L-carnitine, I was wondering what the contraindications were. When I went on the web, they're a little vague. They say that it can interfere with the thyroid getting into the cells. But they're still a little vague on that. Is there a problem with her taking L-carnitine?
Under ordinary circumstances, I don't believe there are. There was some years ago a study where people were given intravenous high-dose L-carnitine. These were people who had overactive thyroids, where they were trying to suppress the thyroid. And it turns out that intravenous carnitine will reduce the action of thyroid hormone. This is not at all relevant, I don't think, to the kind of doses that we would take ordinarily. Perhaps for prudence, she might want to be taking the thyroid at a time some hours removed from the carnitine. But I've never seen any other reports of any interaction, and we really can't even consider the kind of doses you're doing intravenously with the kind of doses we're doing orally.
So in other words, basically what you're saying is if she takes the thyroid in the morning, she should take the L-carnitine in the evening?
Well, afternoon and evening, let's say. You'll probably want to split that dose up. Okay,
but I
don't even know if that's necessary. But
yeah.
Just for prudence, I would. But you have seen on the webs, you can find this one article where intravenous carnitine did reduce thyroid effect in people whose thyroids were already too high.
There's a big difference between intravenous and oral.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah. So in other words, you feel that there's... She was concerned about taking it, whether it would affect her thyroid levels and make her sluggish and things like that. But you don't seem to feel that that would
probably not. Don, do you have access to the website?
Well, I'm looking.
There?
I see one reference on the National Natural Standards website. There is among the whole list of indications for carnitine, they do list a hyperthyroidism, and they say for hyperthyroidism, 2 grams or 4 grams daily for 2 to 4 months has been used. There is a reference. Whether that has any bearing again on your wife's situation, I don't know. I would suggest that maybe you mention this to her physician so that, you know, he can keep an eye on it.
Right. He's going to probably want to recheck the thyroid level periodically anyway. I've never had a problem with it with my patients, but I think it is good that you noted that and that Don noted that there was a study where they were dealing with people whose thyroids were too high and that the carnitine can suppress that.
Yeah, so try it, and then because she recently had a T3, T4 test, so she has a standard.
Right.
And then, you know, 3 or 4 months from now, say, take another one and see if there's any decrease or increase in the level.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes
good
sense.
Good enough. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for that call, Robert.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have the PubMed abstract here on that study. I don't know if it's necessary for us to go into it in any more detail.
It was intravenous, though, right?
No. This was
maybe a different study.
A usefulness of L-carnitine, a naturally occurring peripheral antagonist of thyroid hormone action in iatrogenic hyperthyroidism, a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial. The lead author for Dr. Podell's benefit is Ben Venga, Benvenga, and it's on PubMed. So maybe I'll just mention that to Dr. Podell,
fine.
And he can look it up and see if it's if it merits any additional comment.
Yeah,
okay?
The computer I would normally be using is Noah turned it off for reasons unclear.
All right,
I know why he turned it off. He told me it's broken.
Okay. That's why the sign says that.
That, absolutely.
I'm just scanning to the bottom. Because hyperthyroidism depletes the body deposits of carnitine, and since carnitine has no toxicity, teratogenicity,
right,
contraindications, and interactions with drugs, carnitine can be of clinical use.
Interesting. I looked it up.
L-carnitine is effective in both reversing and preventing symptoms of hyperthyroidism and has a beneficial effect on bone mineralization.
Interesting.
Okay. All right. So if you guys are finished, then we have to... We have to pause for a little bit of a break here. Okay. You're listening to the Wilner Window on New York City, this part of the world, on WOR 710, WGKA, down in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. We'll return after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now let's go to Tom O'Hanlon for the traffic.
Thank you. I'm Tom O'Hanlon on News Talk 710 WOR BQE southbound of the Kosciusko. A disabled vehicle cleared. Normal slow volume farther south. Sluggish delays at Atlantic Avenue. Verrazano Bridge heading for Brooklyn. Heavy traffic with an accident, but it has been cleared in left lane. Over on the Brooklyn side, lower deck sluggish on the Brooklyn side as well. Queens Midtown Tunnel inbound delays quickly up to about 25 minutes. Police activity going on there. Cross Island Parkway both ways. Grand Central to Bayside Marina, moderate pockets of volume. Inbound George Washington Bridge, still 90 minutes from 95 Express, 35 to 40 from the local lanes, better from the other approaches. 20 to 25 at the citybound Lincoln, outbound 10 off 11th Avenue, half hour into the city at the Holland, and outbound delays now 30 minutes from Canal, heavier from the other approaches. This report brought to you by AutoZone. Don't get stranded this summer if your battery's more than 4 years old. Get to AutoZone, pick up a new Duralast battery, engineered to work in extreme temperatures. Get to AutoZone today.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Look in through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR 710 in New York City and WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. The 800 number where you can call us, 1-800 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. And it works anywhere in the United States, whether you're listening on the radio or listening on the website. Give us a call.
Speaking of other things that work, Arnie, as we told everybody during the first hour, I'm sort of experimenting with creating my own blog, and I just posted a copy of that abstract about the interaction between carnitine and thyroid disease on my blog as a comment to my carnitine post. So anybody who is truly interested in reading that that abstract, just go to my blog, dongoldberg.com. DonGoldberg.com, and you'll see as a comment to the carnitine article, it's there.
All right. Very good. So,
I may be violating some kind of copyright things. I don't know yet. I'll check into that.
If you got it off of the PubMed, that's public property. That's the National Library of Medicine.
Ah, okay. There you go. We are in the clear.
So you can rape the PubMed anytime you like.
Okay.
Well, we're paying for it.
Okay. Ruth from Toms River, New Jersey. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I missed part of the program about L-carnitine, and I was wondering if it was good for the heart, like little CHF.
Definitely.
In other words, the L-carnitine and coenzyme Q both have fairly good data that it would help the heart muscles pumping action. I understand one of the sponsors has a product that combines those two together. You had said earlier?
I think Jarrow has the CoQ10 carnitine combination.
The trick is we're not quite sure what the dosing would be. We know for coenzyme Q it has to be a rather high dose, going up to 300 milligrams a day or considerably more in some studies. The L-carnitine, I think 2 to 3 grams a day total, taken in 2 to 3 divided doses, would be reasonable to do if somebody had some element of congestive heart failure. Do tell your doctor about it, though, and make sure he knows.
Okay. Now,
Before you continue, Ruth, let me just point out that in some of the references that we usually refer to, we have a link, for example, to Health Notes on our website, and they list the indications or the health concerns that these various nutrients have varying degrees of application to, and they rank these indications. You know, those that have really good scientific background, they put they put up on top with a high rating. And then those that have less convincing scientific evidence, they put the lower rating and so forth. They work on down the list. The four health concerns that they list for carnitine in the 3-star highest scientific rating category is angina, congestive heart failure, heart attack, and intermittent claudication. Okay? So of all the conditions that carnitine, we ran down a whole list of all the conditions that carnitine is good for, cardiovascular disease is right up at the top.
Right up at the top, yes. Well, I had a blood clot that went through my heart a year and a half ago, around this time of year, and I went on the L-carnitine. Evidently, I haven't been taking enough, but what I was taking probably helped because I'm really doing very good. I was the one I have is 500 milligrams a pill, so I was taking maybe 3 or 4 of those a day.
Good.
So I should increase it then. But, the swelling of the edema has gone down. A lot of things have changed. I've had a lot of change, and the echocardiogram came out pretty good. I didn't get the pressure factor, though, but I think it all has contributed to the L-carnitine.
Oh, wonderful.
See, what I would also do is ask your doctor to measure your blood level of L-carnitine, and then you can judge how much adding a little L-carnitine will make a difference in your level.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Ruth. Thanks so much for that call. And now we have Trudy from Tappan, New York.
Hello. Hello?
Hi, Trudy.
Yes. What I was calling about is I take coenzyme Q10, 200 milligrams, the ubiquinone, and I wanted to find out if I switched to the ubiquinol, what would be the equivalent dose?
Okay. You sound fairly young, Trudy.
Oh, thank you very much, but I'm in my 70s.
Hey, that's...
Really?
Hey. Trudy, you sound great. I got to tell you.
Okie doke.
You could probably get by with about half the dosage, but I don't know. I would just. Why don't you just take the same amount of ubiquinol for a while? Take 200 milligrams. You take 200 of the ubiquinone.
Yes.
Okay. Take 200 of the ubiquinol for a while. After you've done that for a few weeks, cut back to 100 milligrams.
Oh, all righty. Okay.
Trudy, okay, why is Arnie saying that? He's saying that because the older we get, the more of a problem we have potentially in making that conversion in our body from the inactive form, or let's say the less active form, which is what you're taking, to the more active form. The older we get, the more critical that can become. And, you know, if you're really as old as you say you are, and I don't believe it because you sound like you're in your teens here.
Okay.
But anyway, if you're at that age, you probably will benefit from taking the more active form, ubiquinol, even at the dosage, as Arnie is saying, at the 200 milligrams a day.
I ever get a blood test done to see if the levels are normal or
only if it's important to you. If you're on a tight budget or something, and you need to worry about whether you're taking one capsule or two a day or something, is fine. But there's no harm in taking the higher dose, except economics. So. I don't know if it's going to accomplish anything to be tested.
You don't need to. There's no reason really for you to do that. You can if you want to.
All right. I didn't mention this to your call screener, but I take the acetyl-L-carnitine, and I thought it was helpful for reducing homocysteine. Is that correct or not?
I don't think it's a major player in any way in reducing homocysteine. The homocysteine reducers are B12, folic acid, B6, and a substance called betaine, which is trimethylglycine.
And maybe riboflavin as well, vitamin B2.
Is the Metinex, which is a prescription, is that trimethyl that you just mentioned?
I'm not sure, although I don't know that you'd need that via prescription.
Well, the reason is my homocysteine didn't come down with the regular folic acid, B6, B12. You know, I took a B-complex, actually. So the doctor gave me this prescription for METANX, Metinex, and it really helped. But I had been doing the acetyl-L-carnitine, and I thought homocysteine was kind of one of the things that could help, but obviously not.
Well, there's actually Dr. Podell. Don't we have some question now as to which is coming first, the chicken or the egg with this homocysteine situation?
Yes. What we know is that homocysteine, if it's high, does predict increased risks of various thrombotic disease. But so far, the treatment of homocysteine, where they've given B12, folic acid, B6, that's been disappointing. It has not shown benefit in terms of stroke prevention and so forth. I don't know what the Metinex prescription is, but
Metinex,
I think Arnie has
basically,
it.
Metinex is basically the active forms. In other words, it's not folic acid.
Oh, it's
methylfolate, and it's pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and it's the methylcobalamin form.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That what he's done is given you the more active forms of each of these vitamins. Actually, I didn't know that was available by prescription. But it's a good idea because some people have problems converting, say, folic acid into the active form with his methyl tetrahydrofolic acid. Similarly, vitamin B12 is not the active form. It's methylcobalamin is the active form.
There are two active forms, but methyl is one of them. Yeah.
Yes. et cetera.
Yeah, but the other way of looking at it is I think there's some question now as to whether high folic acid is a result of cardiovascular-related inflammation or something, or a cause. And I think that's really where we, you know, where there's some question.
Yes, and that's unclear at this point.
Yeah. Anyway, but it sounds like you're doing good.
To converting the regular folic acid, that's why he gave me the Metanex, which seems
that was
to be
that was a wonderful idea.
Be doing the job. Well, listen, I thank you very much for all your help. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy your show immensely.
Okay, young Trudy. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number right here. And next we have Diane from Sparta, New Jersey.
Yes, hi. I just got on Lipitor. I've been fighting it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I should be taking CoQ10.
Right.
Can I take them together, or I don't know when the best time to take them?
The Lipitor, usually they recommend to take at bedtime.
Yes, I do that.
And take the CoQ10 early in the day, not so much because it has to be away from the Lipitor, but, you know, you want to get the benefit of the energy production that CoQ10 might give you. So, you know,
but the other thing is you want to take the CoQ10 when there's some fat in your stomach.
Right.
And so I take it with my fish oil. Some people will take it at dinner time for that reason because that's the fattiest meal, because a fatty environment helps absorb the CoQ10. Even though they put a little oil in the capsule ordinarily, I think most people prefer to be a little more oil around at the time that you actually take it. So any time of day will do, but you want some oil or fat in your stomach.
Okay, Diane?
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right, it's time for another short break. Our phone number is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll all return after these messages.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula. This fish oil formula from Blue Bonnet supplies the highest amounts of important omega-3s, EPA and DHA, in the right balanced ratio scientifically relevant for maintaining optimal heart health. In addition, this more bioavailable and stable triglyceride form of fish oil is derived from deep sea cold water fish that has been molecularly distilled and third-party tested for heavy metals, PCBs, and other contaminants. This purification process also removes the unpleasant fishy taste typically associated with marine fish oils. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose natural omega-3 heart formula, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's natural omega-3 heart formula, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions. And our next caller is Arlene from West Hampton Beach, Long Island. Hi, Arlene.
Hello. I've listened to you for years, and I used to personally know Irv Wilner.
Ah.
All right. I take Carbolevo for Parkinson's, plus many other drugs, and I am terribly constipated, and I'm trying to order that product that you've been talking about all day, and I haven't got the name straight.
The one we've been talking
about? Flowy, perhaps.
Whichever one.
About carnitine?
No, I do have a thyroid problem, but not that. No, one for your digestive system.
Oh, the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic 12 Plus?
Was there another one you've been talking about?
Flowy.
Flowy or the DGL Plus or the O'Hara?
Yeah.
The one you think I would need.
Well, probably the Flow, PHLOE from Allergy Research Group might be the right one for you. Okay, it's PHLOE, and it's by Allergy Research Group.
Okay.
All right.
And you have it.
We have it at Wilner's.
And I want to say hello to Dr. Podell, because I'm Arthur Schoten's first cousin.
Oh, are you really? Okay.
Yes.
Arthur's a friend of mine in Washington.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Arlene. All right, next we have Robert from Manhattan.
Hi, guys. Everyone should go to Wilner's. It's the best store for supplements. Anyway,
everybody should listen to Robert.
Well, you know, one of the first times I went there, I picked something out. It was downtown, and I showed it to the guy on the floor, and he said, well, this is better for you. He brought back something that was $5 cheaper, which is, you know. But anyway, my question is about Yohimbe. Consumer Reports has that down as one of the worst supplements, and I buy your brand. I take the maca and the male virility every day, and they really work, and the Yohimbe I use for a boost. I've taken the other ones you buy in other stores, and the side effects were bad, but I was worried. I checked my blood pressure, and it was the same, and I don't know, perhaps you can explain to your audience what I use these for, but anyway, that's my question.
Your question is?
Why Consumer Reports says Yohimbe is one of the 10 worst supplements to take?
I guess
because Consumer Reports has a bias. It almost doesn't merit the comment that article. I was going to talk about it a couple of weeks ago, but I decided it wasn't worth wasting time. Okay, look, here's the thing with Yohimbe. There's a difference between Yohimbe and the active component of Yohimbe, which is Yohimbine. Yohimbine, bean, whatever.
Yeah.
The active ingredient is a drug. You know, a Yohimbe, that's an herb that contains a small amount of Yohimbine. Now, the herb with the very small amount of Yohimbe that would naturally be present is relatively non-toxic. But Yohimbe is indeed a potential drug-like material, and you don't eat it like you would eat candy. The difficulty is that when you go into a health food store, it is sometimes difficult to tell just how much Yohimbine might be in the various herbal products from these various companies, especially on a product like this where they try to play to men's desire for something. something that's going to turn you into Superman in the bedroom, okay? So there's a lot of marketing hype here. So I do urge everybody to be a little bit cautious when you're taking a Yohimbe product. Let me read you the section in Health Notes dealing with Yohimbe, all right? Quote, patients with kidney disease, peptic ulcer, or pregnant or breastfeeding women should not use Yohimbe. Standard amounts may occasionally cause dizziness, nausea, insomnia, anxiety, increased blood pressure, and rapid heartbeat, though all of these are rare. Using more than 40 milligrams of Yohimbine per day can cause dangerous side effects, including loss of muscle function, chills, and vertigo. Some people will also experience hallucinations when taking higher amounts of Yohimbine. Taking 200 milligrams Yohimbine in one case led to only a brief episode of hypertension, palpitations, and anxiety. People with post-traumatic stress disorder and panic disorder should avoid Yohimbe as it may worsen their condition. Foods with high amounts of tyramine, such as cheese, red wines, and liver, should not be eaten while a person is taking Yohimbe, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so what's the bottom line? Yohimbe, depending on the strength of the formulation, can start to exert drug-like action and therefore drug-like side effects. So if you're taking Yohimbe and you have any of those conditions, you need to be careful. It should probably be used under at least with your doctor's knowledge.
Well, the good
Does that
thing
answer
about,
your question?
Yeah, the good thing about the liquid is you can adjust the yeah, totally answered my question.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, you know, look, it's a common thing. Here you have an herbal product. This is not so unusual. That depending on just how concentrated or just how extracted it can become, can start to become a little bit more drug-like. The stronger it gets, the more drug-like it gets. And, you know, you can't have it both ways. If you're going to be buying a product that is designed to be as strong as possible, you have to be aware that you got to pay the price.
Brands that threw in the garbage. So,
well, but
you know, your brands are great. You know, because you know, I trust you guys. So, and it, you know, it works.
Oh, like, shucks.
But like you said, you know, you have to use it. You know, you know, test and see what's right for you.
Judiciously.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Well. All right, then we took care of Yohimbe, and I think the important thing is when you're using it, I don't know that there's any reason to really be using it, you know, as you say, by itself. They have lots of nice combination products, you know, that contain maca yeah. and other things too. You had a you still have that post on the website, Don, about the why is Arnie smiling? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
You know, enzymatic therapy has a product called Hot Plants. And Hot Plants contains a bunch of stuff for male and female virility, you know, including maca, a little bit of Yohimbe, something called Tangad Ali. All of those things can be very, very effective. And, you know, in addition to the male virility formula that, you know, we have in the Wilner Phytotech line.
Yeah, you know, we also have Yohimbe extract in the Phytotech line, too. But we caution it shouldn't really be used on an ongoing basis. And you know, it's not a very high potency Yohimbine extract. It's a Yohimbe a bark extract. So, you know, it only has the small naturally occurring amount of Yohimbe in there.
Okay, very good. All right, well, you hear that Noah started playing that nice da-da-da-da-da-da music. That means that we're...
Is he trying to tell us something, Arnie?
He's trying to tell me something. He's basically trying to tell me that now we have to pause for a message from Zeiflemend.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega, a 100% pure wild-caught salmon oil supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. And it's time for us to wind things down for this week. That's more music Noah plays. Please visit us in person at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue, a block south of Grand Central Terminal, or the downtown store, 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira for helping us out in the control room. And you should stay tuned for the Heart Show immediately following the Wilner Window with its star, Dr. Fred Vanini. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.